there is a lot of stigma with blood donations and gay and bisexual men.
Jordan Mulvigrass tells WBFO News it's been challenging, but he's remained abstinent for a full year so he could donate his blood. He attended the Gay Alliance blood drive at the American Red Cross headquarters on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. In 2015, he was turned away as a blood donor because he's openly gay. That's when he founded the organization Blood is Blood. Since that time, the FDA amended its 1983 policy, which had placed a lifetime ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. That was a time of the AIDS epidemic and little was understood. But now there is a 12-month deferral.
And so, you know, that sort of changed. And at that time, the FDA, I guess you could say, promised that they would try and move this policy going forward, but we haven't seen any movement since.
Honesty is so important in what you've just conducted this past year. How do you prove that you were celibate to anyone?
There's nothing I can say or do to prove that I've remained celibate besides tell you I have been. I can say that this past year has been really hard. Remaining celibate or asking anyone to remain celibate is very hard, especially someone that's 22 years old. I've had to cut off relationships and things like that so I wouldn't get put in the predicament where I could ruin my year of celibacy.
Have you felt isolated because of it?
Yes, I would say that there's been times that I've felt very isolated because I had to sort of keep myself distanced from people that I may have feelings for just because I wanted to remain celibate and how important it was to me.
Mulvigrass has stage 3 fatty liver disease and says at some point he would probably need a transplant, and he realizes the importance of blood donations. He points out that donated blood is tested for HIV, hepatitis, and other infectious diseases before it's accepted and released to hospitals.
We have so many testing capabilities. The blood is tested. Just talking about it is the only way we can get over the stigma, you know, of the prejudice of people.
Mulvigrass and other members of the LGBTQ community believe the policy remains discriminatory. But for now, his effort is reaching toward a national audience. This weekend, he will travel to Virginia Beach for a blood drive with the Old Dominion Girls of Leather to spark conversation and continue pushing for change. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.